The Cooper and Anthony Show.
It is that time of year that Halloween. The list... No, well, yeah, definitely Halloween. But it's that time of year that the best places to live in America list has come out.
Mm-hmm.
And so the criteria is this. They analyze about 1,000 small to mid-sized cities, and they look at safety, affordability, economic stability, outdoor, like, you know, how much stuff you could do outdoor recreation kind of stuff, and the community engagement. Mm-hmm. Okay. And they're also this year looking at job opportunities because everybody's unemployed.
No Michigan.
Wrong.
Michigan cannot be in that list.
Wrong.
Then throw the list away.
It's a good list. So the number one city from like 5 years ago is now number six, and that is Asheville, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And they describe it as quirky with a wide diversity of outdoor adventures with wilderness and mountainous ecosystems and waterfalls and zip lines. And I'm reading this and I'm thinking, people want this?
Birkenstocks for days. It's the biggest hippie commune in the world.
Right. So that's a no. That's a no from me.
Yeah.
Number five on the list sounds a little more up my alley. It's Rochester, Minnesota. So if you know the Mayo Clinic, then you know Rochester, because Rochester, Minnesota is where the Mayo Clinic is. It's a great place for hypochondriacs. Oh, it's the best.
And it's cold.
Yeah, that should be number one for me. So that's number five on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, this doesn't sound like a very good place, Portland, Maine. Here's why it's not for you. You can make fast friends and feel connected. Oh. That's the last thing you're looking for is like more friends and more neighbors who are going to call you and ask you stuff.
In Maine, it snows, I don't know, 11 months a year.
Right.
July is the only time where the snow melts and then it gets cold again. And they all say, yeah.
And the whole sense of community thing. I was like, Anthony's going to hate this one. He wants to talk to nobody. This is one of these places, if you don't talk to people, they don't want you there.
I can't. And when you talk to them, they go,
All right, number three on the list is Madison, Wisconsin. The quote is, Madison is a town that defies definition.
You betcha.
All the cheeseheads. So you were wrong about Michigan. Michigan is number two, but it's Ann Arbor. Ann Arbor, Michigan is number two of the top places, of the best places to live in this country right now. Here's why they say it's good. It's a hub for automotive technology and healthcare. Mm-hmm. You'll find smart, passionate people who are pushing the boundaries in everything from cybersecurity to craft beer.
Yeah, that's kind of what Ann Arbor is known for, is the beer. But, I mean, in January, you can't go anywhere. There's 75 feet of snow.
These are all very cold places.
Mm-hmm. What's number one?
Okay, so number one on the list is another cold place. It's Fort Collins, Colorado.
Wow, really?
Here's why you'll hate it. Families with small children, creatives, outdoor enthusiasts, and high-tech entrepreneurs all feel at home there.
And pot is legal.
And pot is legal, right.
And that's like, I guarantee Colorado is like Asheville on steroids when it comes to hippies.
It's the cold version of Asheville.
Cold version of Asheville with people that smoke pot nonstop.
It's hipster central. There's no way in a million years you'd want to live there.
See, that's what all of those towns have in common. They're all, except for Portland, Maine, all the rest of them are hipster central.
Right.
So if you're over the age of 40, you won't like any of those states.
Under 35 and over 70, you can go live there. I love that there's nothing on this list in any of the big states. There's nowhere in New York. There's nowhere in California. Nothing in Connecticut. Nothing in Texas.
Nothing south of the Mason-Dixon line.